Hi, it's Talia. 60 questions from Sunsets. My questionnaire that I put on GWA Backstage. And I want to participate. You know, I've had 400 followers and I think that's an achievement. And I want to give back. So, I hope you're all well today and I hope you have a good day. If you're working, I hope it doesn't suck too much. And yeah, let's get into it. Okay. Number one, what do you see when you look at the stars? When I look up at the stars, I see wonder. I see there's a world beyond us. But I also think sometimes when I look at the stars, the artist and the writer in me believes that when I look at the stars, I imagine my loved ones looking down on me that's passed away. I know it might sound a little bit silly, but yeah. I like to think it's my loved ones shining through and watching over me. So that's my answer. Number two, if you could be any superhero, which one would you be and why? Catwoman, for sure. She wears sexy latex outfits and she has claws. And she goes, meow. Yeah, that's why I'd do that one. Who inspired you to start posting? A few people inspired me, actually. I started following people on YouTube and Reddit and then came over to Reddit. Caroline Audio, one of them. Not Who Rose Thinks, he was one, and there was another one, and yeah, I enjoyed listening to them, and I started with Pillow Talk, and decided that I could write, and found that I was a really good writer at SMUT, and good at writing the wholesome, caring, kind, considerate scripts, so yeah, that's how I got into it. Number four, name one thing that can bring a smile to your face. A sunset, for sure. If I see a beautiful sunset, someone sending me a kitty pictures, cute picture. Question five, what is one personality trait that you do not like in others? I'd say it's unkindness. To be unkind to others, it's not a nice trait at all. And I don't like people that are unkind. I mean, you can be an average person and have a really good heart, and that's what I see more. But if you are a drop-dead gorgeous person, like absolutely stunning and out of this world, but you have an ugly heart and you're mean to others, then I don't like it. So yeah, I don't like ugliness and I don't like unkindness. Question six, if you could describe yourself in three words, loyal, caring, and dare I say it, lewd. I have lewd thoughts all the time, so yeah. Question seven, what was your favourite Disney movie? From a child, it was Pocahontas. And then as I got older, it was Beauty and the Beast. So it's a toss-up between them two. Question number eight. If you could choose a profession to do, what would it be? Well, I'm a nursing assistant anyway, so if I could choose any profession, probably a doctor. Yeah, a doctor. Number nine. If you could go back in time and choose to meet anyone dead or alive, who would it be and why? I could say something like, I want to meet Albert Einstein or someone else that's really famous. Or, no, I know, I'll meet one of my favourite poets. Ernest Hemingway. I think I'd enjoy reading his poetry and creating with him. So yeah. Question 10. Do you believe in faith? Yes and no. I believe that we are destined for some things and sometimes we can't escape them. But I also believe that if fate's what you make it out to be, you choose the path you want to take. Question 11. What do you look for in a partner? Kindness, support, friendship, and loyalty. Oh, and a humour. A good sense of humour is always good. Question 12. What is the one thing you have tasted but will never eat again? Marmite. I didn't like the taste of it. 13. What king have you unlocked and what was your reaction? These past couple of months I've got really into DDLG, which is Daddy Dumb Little Girl, and it's not an attraction for your father. It's more like a softer side of the dominant male, and I really enjoy it, so yeah. Oh, and I also unlocked Ice King, Ice Play. I did a script for Disco, and it was an Ice King, and I enjoyed it so much. I really enjoyed Ice Play. 14. If you could be anywhere in the world, where would you be? Santorini, for sure. Just so beautiful. Question 15. Which one of the five elements are you? I'd say I'm earth because I'm grounded. No, question 16. Name one sense you would be willing to lose. I'd be willing to lose a sense of my taste because I like to see and I like to hear and I like to speak, so yeah. Question 17. If you had to choose between a loved one and your work, would you? I'd make sure my loved one was supportive of me and my work. But if I had to choose, yeah, of course I'd choose my loved one. Even though I enjoy it. Question 18. What advice would you give to your younger self? Stop being hard on yourself. You've got this, and treat yourself better. You're kind to others, so be kind to yourself. Number 19. If you're walking through a dark forest, name one scary character you would not want to see. For sure, I would not want to see Freddy Krueger. But also, I would not want to see a spider, so either one. Question 20. If you had the chance to have a superpower, what would it be and why? Flying. I'd love to fly. You can fly anywhere you wanted. Question 21. If you were to change into the opposite sex, what would you like to try? If I were to change into a man, I think I'd like to try fucking a woman up the ass. I don't know, but something like that. But yeah, I'd like to try having sex as a man. Good. Question 22. Name one Disney song that really strikes a nerve. You've got a friend in me and Toy Story for now. Question 23. What is your favourite sexy toy? Oh, do I have to pick one? Yeah, my wand. I love my vibrator. It's so good. I've only purchased it a few months ago, but I enjoy it so much. I can come three times from it. It's really good. And I suggest you all get a toy because it's brilliant. Oh no! My butt plugs. Yes, I enjoy my butt plugs as well. So, yeah, combination. Vibrator butt plugs, yeah. Question 24. Name a book that you have read that others should read. Jane Eyre. Jane Eyre's a good book. I actually stole one from high school once. Well, I didn't steal it, I just borrowed it from the library but never returned it. And I enjoyed it so much, so yeah. 25. What are your love languages? Touch, kissing, cuddles. Question 26. What song in any genre type speaks to you? Country. I love country music. And I like Jesus Take the Wheel. Yeah, it was a good song from Carrie Underwood. But I also liked Westlife, and I love Backstreet Boys. I love Miley Cyrus. I love Kelly Clarkson. I love them all. Every singer you could say, I would know. But yeah. 27. What is your theme song? Would you base upon your life? I'd say it with Friends. The theme song from Friends. So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Yeah, definitely. That's my theme song for my life at the minute. Question 28. If you could tell me one thing about you that no one else knows. Let me have a look. That's an hard one. Something that no one else knows. Interesting. Yeah, I'll skip that one because I don't know. Question 29. How would you show someone you were in love with them? Affection. Attention and communication. You communicate with someone that you love and you tell them. Question 30. Why do you like being called mistress, baby girl? What does it mean to you? For my sub side, I'm a switch. I've been my whole baby girl, angel, princess. It's cute and it feels good. And to be called mistress in my dom side is a position of power. And sometimes that can be really good as well. So, yeah. Question 31. Are you a passionate person? Oh, yes, I'm a very passionate person. I enjoy putting so much work into my audios and I enjoy putting work into my scripts so much. But I'm passionate about my friends and family. So, yeah, I'm passionate. Question 32. If you could be in any movie live, which would it be? Any movie life. Well, I wouldn't be in Harry Potter because they all die with the Deathly Hallows and stuff. Something light and simple like Hocus Pocus. Maybe I could be one of the witches. Question 33. Name your favourite flower. That's changed, but it used to be a roses. And now I would say I like orchards as well. So, yeah. The toss up between them two. Question 34. What are some of your favourite sayings? My favourite saying, because we're from Yorkshire, we go, it'll be alright, it'll all come out in the wash. And another favourite saying is, you're stronger than you think. Question 35. Tell me one thing you wish you had that you don't have right now. Better health, but yeah. Hopefully that will happen soon. I've got an operation booked, so yeah. We'll see. Endometriosis gets its ugly head, so we'll see. Question 36. Sunsets or sunrises? Definitely sunsets. Gorgeous, and especially it's in my username. Come on. Question 37. Coffee or tea? Coffee in the morning and tea at night. 38. Rain or snow? Definitely rain. But I don't like either because once it hits my hair, it goes curly. Question 40. Cuddles or kisses? Why not both? I like cuddles and kisses. Question 41. Sex or love? Definitely love. 42. If you could find out something about your future apart from your death, what would it be? To see if I end up happy. Question 43. Do you believe in ghosts? Yes. Not in like ghouly ghost sense, but in that I believe that spirits can come back to see you. 44. Do you believe in aliens? For sure. Not the little green men, but I believe there's life out there. Big planet and it's a big world, so big universe. There's got to be other life forms. Question 45. Name something that scares you. Spiders. Phobia. Massive phobia. 46. Tell me one thing that excites you. Orgasms? No. Something that excites me. I get really excited about most things. Like projects and stuff like that. So yeah, I get really excited about most things. Question 47. If you could do one thing that would change the course of history, but would save many lives, would you risk messing with the space-time continuum? Of course. For sure. If I could go back and kill Hitler, then definitely. Of course I'll do that. Question 48. What flavour is your favourite ice cream? Neapolitan. We get all the flavours. 49. What is your favourite sport? I like netball when I was younger, but I like dancing. Is that classed as a sport? Question 50. What is your favourite word to say? Defining first word, favourite word to say. It's a curse word, maybe? It's definitely fuck. But favourite word to say is. It's okay. Okay, yeah. 51. Do you speak any other languages? I speak a tiny bit of French. I did French in school for like a couple of months before it got closed. So yeah, je m'appelle Sunsets. Yeah. Comment tu fais tu? Yeah. I just little bits, but yeah. I learnt my and trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf. Just a tiny little bit, but that's about it. Question 52. Name one movie you really enjoyed. Shutter Island. It was so good. And the ending, I was like, is he really mad or is he just wanting to be dead? But yeah, I watched it twice. It was that good. Mark Ruffalo and Leonardo DiCaprio was amazing in it. I love that movie. Question 53. Tell me one thing someone has said that warmed your heart. Someone told me how kind I was and reassured me, and we were so sweet, so yeah, it warmed my heart, touched me. And someone asked, also told me that I saved their lives, so yeah. So yeah. Question 54. If you could tell me one thing that turns you on or off. So, what turned me on? I like my neck being kissed. I like it when someone's there and they're not thinking about other things and you know that you have their full attention, so it's good. But I also like laughter, and laughter turns me on so much. Like joking around and just being goofy. It's good. And you already know my turns off. It's like really unkind people. Unkind people. People that like to hurt others. It's just not for me. So yeah. Question 55. Name a place that you've been to that you really love. I spoke about this to a friend. So yeah, been to Malaga, which is in Crete, and it's in Greece, and it is such a beautiful place. All the people are really friendly and loving there. It's really nice. I enjoyed it so much. I didn't want to come home. Question 56. What do you think about people crying and showing their emotions? I think it makes them human, and they're allowed to cry. Be it if you're male, female, transsexual, whichever, crying is not a weakness, and showing it means you are strong. So yeah, need to take my own advice sometimes. But yes, what do you like, Coke or orange? Well, I'm a Coke Zero drinker, so I don't drink the full fat Coke. So yeah, Coke. Question 58. Have you ever broken a bone? No. I've sprained a bone, but never broke a bone. Touch wood. Question 59. If you won the lottery, what would you buy and who would you treat? If I won the lottery, I would buy a plane, fly me and my family out to a nice island and my friends, and I would treat them, yeah. Question 60. This is the last question. How does someone know that they exist? We exist because we breathe and we make a difference and we are there for others. We have our own little stamp on the world, and yeah, that's how we know we exist. We exist because of the people that we share our life with and share our fun with. So yeah. So yeah, I've filled this questionnaire in and I've done it. I hope you all enjoyed in getting to know me just a little bit. Sorry I didn't answer one of the questions, but yeah. And if you have any other questions, don't hesitate to just send me them. And I hope you have a lovely, lovely day. And if you have a bad day, it will look better. I mean, like I said, you can have a really shitty day and at the end there's a beautiful sunset. So let me be a beautiful sunset at the end of your shitty day and tell you that it's going to be okay. And that you've got this and you are strong. So now I want to thank everyone for 400 followers, which is so, so surreal. You are following me and I enjoy each and every one of you, like posting comments and feedback and likes, and it's been so sweet. I enjoy creating scripts for you as well, which is so good. So thank you very, very much, and I hope you all have a good day. Thank you. A little kiss from sunset. Night night, or good morning. Bye bye bye.